Town of Moreau, Zoning Board of Appeals meeting, Wednesday, July 26th, 2023, 7 p.m.
Damn, actually, I didn't see any minutes.
Nothing yet.
No, I haven't seen any.
Can we start it? Are we videotaping this stuff?
We are. Now we've got a backup.
Well, I love that's a brand new one.
Sure.
Yeah. your haircut.
Good question. Are we still using the alternate web, secure website, whatever it is, Microsoft 360? Is that still in effect? I went on it today, and it's nothing but old stuff.
I personally don't use it. But I can look into it because it's something we've been discussing in our office.
Jim, are you sending us stuff on that?
No, I send you the staff notes via regular email.
Yeah,
I don't use it.
Okay, alright. That's why I didn't see it. I don't care, I'm fine.
Whatever works when it comes to technology.
All right. Justin's not here, but we'll catch him up. So we don't have any other old business. We don't have any minutes.
Correct.
So we'll start with the first appeal, which is appeal number 857, which is a special permit by Chris Holman. I assume that's you. Okay. And it's for an application for a special permit. The applicant is seeking approval of a special permit to operate a home occupation in the form of a photography studio out of his home at 32 Merritt Road in the town of Moreau. Section 149-33 allows for the conduct of the home occupation upon review and approval of special permit from the Zoning Board of Appeals. And just to, take care of it, this is a secret type unlisted.
Yes. So
does that mean we don't need to do secret, or do we need to?
You do, but you can. First of all, you could argue that it qualifies for a type 2 action as a commercial use in under 4,000 square feet, because there is a exemption for that. I would just think you could come to a negative declaration as part of your resolution should you decide to approve.
So we would want to review the
part. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Just getting started, Chris.
How about that? I was just reading from the agenda.
My apologies.
No, that's no problem. You're here. Okay. So I read that and received all the information filled out the application. Can you just tell us what you're doing?
I'm hoping to set up a photo studio at home. Well, most of what I do was out of the house anyway, going to events or on location stuff. But it would be nice to have the option to bring people in for headshots or whatever. I'll lug all my stuff out to a separate location. I can just load them in, pictures, and then send them away.
Do you have a lot of customers or patrons come to the list?
So far, no. I'm just getting started. So most of everything I've done has been event work outside of the house. And I've done a lot of product photography stuff at home, but that's just bringing in small widget or something, take a picture of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And also, I think one of the considerations was the option to have a sign out front.
Right.
So,
right.
Small sign.
Yeah, the two restrictions on that are it can only be 3 square feet and it has to be attached to a wall and not mounted on a post.
Attached to a wall, okay. Then so that take notes. But
what do you think your operation time frames would be? You have weekends during the day?
Probably mostly weekends because I work full time currently. I have a day job.
So this is a side.
Currently, it's a side thing. Yeah. I'm hoping to kind of grow it over time and maybe make it my primary thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would think that you know, as far as times go, we should have some stipulation in there.
Yes.
And you know, we would like to go on the midnight and that type of thing, so.
We have to take into consideration your neighbors, the neighborhood, the community.
I have to take into consideration the wife and kids, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Yeah.
I got to take into consideration the wife and kids, so it shouldn't be a problem.
There's always concession there.
Well, I think we could do something that would be reasonable, that would be reasonable for the neighbors and reasonable for you.
Sure.
If you had people over, how frequently would you think?
Currently, it would be very infrequent. I don't have like a big clientele base. Like what I so just in terms of what I like to do is like portraits. But most of what I've been getting is events and products. So those like products, just, you know, bring the item inside, and that doesn't bother anyone. But events are all outside of the home anyway, so, you know, weddings are, like, I did some for the Center for Disability Services, and that was like, in Albany and Saratoga, so basically, most of the work that I'm getting isn't in the home anyway, mm-hmm. So I think that currently it would be pretty infrequent. If I do start to get more portrait work, which, like, you know, is what I prefer to do, I couldn't tell you the rate that, you know, people will seek me out. It's just
part of the responsibility that we have, I think, is just to kind of try to be, in any case, forward thinking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just want to anticipate down the road while you're right now, you're kind of just launching the business, mm-hmm. or it's in its infancy. Mm-hmm. What would it look like down the road as far as traffic and any type of disruption to a residential set?
Mm-hmm. In the near term, I imagine weekends, you know, daylight hours for the most part, and, you know, maybe I wouldn't want to take anything past dinner time anyway, just because, you know, with I got two young boys, you know, I wouldn't want to be having people in and interrupting dinner and bedtime, bath time, all that stuff. So it would be, you know, normal business hours for the most part.
8 to 5 during the week or something like that?
Yeah, I think that would be totally reasonable. I
on the weekend, maybe 8 to 7 or something?
Yeah, that sounds 8 to 7 or 8 to 8.
Because weekends, you know, you have a little bit of opportunity.
Yeah, a little more flexibility on the weekend.
Would you ever anticipate a situation or a scenario where you would have more than one client, maybe a coming and going, or multiple clients at any one given time? Those are considerations that we might have as far as traffic and...
So, that's interesting. One of the things I imagine is if there's any number of ways it could go, but if I can successfully advertise to, like, for instance, the high school, like Senior Portraits or whatever, that's right next door to my house, I can imagine a scenario in which kids might want to, like, pool together to do 2 or 3 at a time just to save on costs.
And in a situation like that, you wouldn't go to the school, or you don't have
that. I think over a certain point, like if it was like, if they wanted to do like 10 kids or something, I would happily go right next door to my house and set up over there.
Yeah, and I don't want to give the appearance that I would be telling them how to run their business. I'm just thinking out loud of, you know, scenarios where maybe what's the worst case scenario you have for how many people there at a time.
Well, one question over there is, what can you park this driveway? I think that's an important thing, because we've had people where we lost something like this and end up parking outside the road, and that's a big problem. Mm-hmm. So what do you have, you know, if there was two clients that came at the same time, would you
plenty
have parking
for them? I don't know if you can see from the maps that are on in the front.
Yeah, I saw that.
But the driveway's pretty long. Like, it's not long, but...
No, it's big enough that you could put... With your vehicles, you'd have room enough for 2 or 3 cars.
Comfortably 6.
Two?
Yeah. we've fit six in there for like my son's birthday party, so I think comfortably six cars.
You're on Merritt Road, which is the, obviously the access of the high school. Mm-hmm. Tell me if I'm wrong, but is there no off-street parking on that?
I don't believe there is, but people park where they're not supposed to park. That's
correct.
That's fine. I'm kind of asking.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I think that it's, if it's no parking any time or no parking.
I know there's one side no parking, but I'm not sure if it's both. Remember.
Don't recall off the top of my head, but I don't imagine. I mean, if I'm so successful that I'm having like 10 cars show up, I might consider just going.
Well, you have a
commercial space.
Yeah, a commercial space or something, right, for sure.
And that's kind of what I was.
Yeah, kind of, it would be great if I got so successful.
Then you'd be a full time.
I get it right out of the house. Right. That'd be ideal.
Right.
And that's
one of the things about the whole occupation that we look at is, you know, you don't want a whole lot of people waiting around. You don't want a waiting room full of people.
Yeah.
You know, if you had one person waiting while another person mm-hmm. doing something, mm-hmm. that's okay. Mm-hmm. As long as it doesn't create a traffic disruption. And that's mm-hmm. that's the other part that these guys are talking about too.
Yeah. If sorry,
your business is it's not a commercial photography. You're looking at personal photography, right?
I'll take any work I can get.
Okay. So when you talk about products, you're not having meetings at your office.
No, it's not like, you know, that kind of scale. Just, just like, you know, one-off. Like, I did a hand plane and some wedding rings and stuff like that. Just like, you know, not like a full-on production for, like, you know, Pepsi or anything
okay.
like that.
It's, okay. You know, I just want to establish that, you know, it's a... You do an individual photography.
Well, it's going to be more personal. Mm-hmm. Personal, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Family portraits,
yeah.
Things like that. That's what you want to try to build. Is a clientele with individual board pictures, family pictures, that
yeah,
type of thing.
For sure. Yeah.
And as far as modifications to your home, are you doing any modifications to create this?
No. I mean, the basement is pretty sprawling, and it's mostly. On one side is a lot of, you know, storage and whatever, and then the other side pretty much just have it all photo stuff. But I don't need to change anything about the structure to make it work.
So you're gonna have a studio?
Currently I have a studio in there
with okay.
all my soft boxes and stands and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part I end up needing to tear it down and pack it to bring it to places anyway, so it mostly just sits in its go bags. Mm. It would be great to have the option and maybe clientele to, you know, come in and have some headshots done or whatever. My current employer actually had me set up there for the company decided that they wanted everyone to update their LinkedIn portraits. So I did, like, you know, on the company dime, I was just there, just banging out headshots for portraits. That was pretty fun. But yeah, when it reaches more than like five people or something, it tends to go right out of the house.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Naturally, it just makes more sense for the most part.
Yeah,
and it makes sense for a home application too. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of what we're looking at, limiting. And if we set a limit on how many people you could have in for the business at any particular time, would that be a problem for you?
The only thing I wonder is if I did get an influx of business from the high school and their parents wanted to come, would they count as people in the home? If I had like three kids show up and each kid had both parents with them, like, yeah. Would that be? It's unlikely, but.
It's more clients. So in other words, that group would be a client.
Right.
So you'd have three clients, and the parents wouldn't really be, because the parents would come and visit you anyways.
Right.
I would interpret it that way.
A scenario like that, it sounds like to me that would be somewhat infrequent.
It's super implausible. I don't imagine it would happen, but I wouldn't want to like run afoul of the.
I'm thinking more of that group would be one client. because it's one
instance.
Right, you wouldn't count the parents, I don't think.
No, I mean.
So if we said, if we gave you a 5-client-at-a-time max,
right,
that wouldn't affect that at all, in my book. The parents could come, you could have 3 students come with their parents, mm-hmm, and you'd still be under the 5.
Right, you would define a client.
So is the person receiving the
product.
I certainly think that's a fair way to
do it. I think we're talking about something different. If you're having a group and it's, you know, 3 students come and all their parents want to be part of it, that's whatever. Now my math is stupid. but that's one job.
Oh, you see it as one.
That's one client.
Right. To me, another hypothetical.
Well, that's true.
Not, the object is to really not have a whole bunch of people stacked up waiting for their next appointment.
Right. Yeah,
so you'd rather
flow through.
So what you're looking at would be that you'd want to have a he could have 6 client or 6 people in that shop, they would be one client.
Right.
If they were taking one shot together.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
I mean, we don't want a ton of people there, but
I hate to do is, you know, because we don't want to. I don't see this type of business having a lot of traffic going. I don't see you having traffic, real big traffic things.
Yeah, if you have a class reunion and you have 40 or 50 people, maybe in that scenario. But then again, we have birthday parties and graduation parties. And
you all are going to do that at your house.
Yeah, I was going to propose a hypothetical, like what if the track team wanted a group shop or whatever with the coaches or something. I would just go to
the
track.
That makes sense.
You know?
Right, you would go there because it wouldn't make sense for you to
make sense to bring them all over.
Right, and I think that's what, so I think I like, I kind of, I guess I agree with you about the client, the way it should be interpreted.
I agree as well.
I think it's completely reasonable. Whatever cap you come up with, I think I wouldn't have any trouble.
And if we were to approve this, if the hours thing, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, is okay.
Yes.
And weekends,
like
8 to 7.
8 to 7 or 8 to 8, or something.
8 to 8 would be. Because weekends, 8 to 8 doesn't. I think 8 to 8 is a reasonable time on weekends.
I think like the noise ordinance kicks in at like 9:30, and I'm well ahead of that. Like if anybody was like noisy coming in and out or whatever.
Well, I mean, I don't really think that we have to make, but you said you have children, so you wouldn't want them there at night.
Right.
I mean, I don't really have a problem saying 8 to 8 myself personally for the whole time.
Mm-hmm. It gives you a little bit more leeway for folks after work.
Yeah, so you might have
that's true.
After dinner, and you get the kids down, you might want to take a couple of portraits, pictures. So I don't have a problem with 8 to 8, Monday through Sunday.
Have you done any, other than product shoots at your home, have you done any people business yet in your house?
People? I've done some mostly just to build up a portfolio. So they've been some kind of like free shoots for, you know, just to have stuff for the website. And I have done a couple minor paid things for like wedding invitations. You know?
So for those scenarios, what's an average time frame that those people have been in your home? I'm not going to hold you to the minute, but like half hour and a half.
Yeah, in terms of like just for the purpose of taking pictures, like they've been friends and stuff, so they kind of hang out and linger around. But like, you know, if it was like a stranger, you know, it would probably be an hour max.
Okay.
I think I could get 30 good quality pictures in an hour, so that should be plenty.
Kind of goes back to what we were talking about how many at a certain time.
Yeah.
You know, just didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure it varies in your business, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty.
And your goal is that you've stated that you want to grow the business. So that's just thinking down the road, and you're going to be successful. What's the, once it grows to a point where you've outgrown your home, then you're, you know, my assumption, you hate to assume, is that you're going to take the business at that point.
Yeah, honestly, I've already like looked for spaces and stuff, but at the point where I'm at now, it doesn't make sense to pay like rent for something that I'm working, you know, all day anyway. So.
Yeah. So my only question would be, we seem to have established some times, 8 to 8 seems to be what I'm hearing. And then the only question is would we put a condition on the number of people? And it, you know, I'm hesitant to do that. It doesn't sound to me like there's a case for limiting.
Well, you know what, I think I would be more inclined to limit the number of vehicles.
Corresponds to the number of people.
Right. Well, that's what we'll do that.
We're all wishing this gentleman the best and hoping it takes off, but in a year and a half from now, we want 7 or 8 cars.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't have a problem with the number of people that he's working with in the house. I just have a problem with the number of vehicles.
Correct.
We don't want to have it be. We have approved other.
Do you have the capability to park your personal car in the garage?
Not really. I got a kind of a wood shop.
So what? How many spaces do you have available in your driveway when you're there?
I think that we can comfortably fit 4 cars in addition to our 2, and it's not.
Yeah, I would just say four cars that are limited to the driveway space only, so they're not parking on the lawn.
Yeah.
They're not. And don't worry about the number of people.
No, I agree.
If a van comes with 12 people in it, that's one space.
That's right. I think that's the best place for us to go. That's kind of where I was heading.
There's a lot of people in your studio.
He's home. But I think the biggest concern I have is, because photography, it's going to be quiet. It's going to be, you know, those things are not going to disrupt the neighborhood. It's the vehicles.
Yeah, it's the parking of the cars.
Parking could become a problem, especially on that road.
And we don't want, I'm speaking for myself and on the board, but I don't really want, nor do I think the rest of the board wants, you know, conditions for the condition's sake. We just want, you know, some conditions that make sense.
Yeah, so we tend to, yeah.
That seems reasonable.
I think that was kind of the direction I was headed.
Just looking at the requirements for home occupations to grant one, we have to find the off-street parking space adequate to handle expected attendance.
Yeah, so we're doing that.
So we're kind of doing that. Yeah. We're going at it other way from the thing you're talking about. But limiting you to what can fit in your driveway.
Yeah. So that would be the only limitation on the capacity of people. I think it should be 4 vehicles.
Agreed.
And we're also adding into that you know, parking is in your driveway, not on the lawn, and not on the street.
Well, maybe even the better way to word it is parking is limited to the available space
on the
driveway. Yeah.
Oh, I like that idea. Come up with all the different possibilities.
Then we have a medical number, and we can, because right. If they have a bunch of them have little VW bugs from the
I was just thinking.
They can park, you know.
Well, he may be in a case where his wife has a car, or his kids grow up and have a car, so now he's only got 2 spaces available.
Right.
It was maybe 2 it, but I was thinking, like, what if it's like a group of people on those little e-bikes or whatever? Like, they have 4 of them.
What's your driver?
He may be bikes will come and God knows.
So the way we would work is only what he, vehicles can only be there that can fit in his driveway. The number of vehicles that you put in this driveway.
That's perfect.
Hopefully down the road you and your wife will have to put your car somewhere else.
Yeah.
Are you right next to the high school?
Right next door, yeah.
Yeah, he's the first house.
Well, that used to be, what was his name? He was the principal. Wasn't he the principal or the?
Yeah, the previous owner was.
Oh, God, what was his name? No.
Woodward.
That was, yes. That was my principal, Mr. Woodward. Oh, I know. I love to date myself.
1960s. Don and Earl.
Yeah, I can remember Mr. Woodward a little right there.
I have to ask this, and just to date you, there's no chemicals involved in this, is there?
No, that's an interesting question. I had considered, I have all of the equipment to do like traditional darkroom photography, and I'm very interested. Yeah, I'm very interested in that, but I think that would be long down the road. Like, that would require me to, you know, plumb a portion of the basement and black out, whatever. So the traditional darkroom photography, you know, it would have, you know, silver, and the, I know that's a whole thing.
Yes.
But I would absolutely come in and amend or revise the...
Okay, so what we're saying is that this business does not involve chemical processing.
No, it doesn't. It's all digital.
That's part of our deliberations, and in order to start something like that, you'd have to come back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because on-site storage and all that kind
of stuff. Right, right. There'd be a lot of...
Yeah, I hadn't considered it, because that's kind of like a pipe dream. That's like way in, you know.
But hopefully you'll get to do it.
Yeah. I used to do it many, many years ago, and it was very satisfying. I really loved the darkroom photography.
Well, my oldest brother did that when I was just a little kid, and it was amazing. He used to blow up pictures and do all that. The dark room, it was, mm-hmm. was fascinating.
You watch that.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It really is fascinating.
It's
yeah.
super cool.
Yeah.
But anyway,
we have any public response?
Oh yeah, there was a properly noticed public hearing. We did not get any written correspondence or any communication of any kind.
So I actually had one neighbor come while I was taking out the trash and said, do I need to show up to tell them to, you know, like, aye, and I was like, no, I think my impression is that silence is consent in this
yes.
case. So.
That's true.
Yes. Okay.
No. You should open it and close the public hearing, just for the record.
Well, you know what, I'm going to just review, well, we can close. We opened up public hearing. I'm just going to review, just so you know, for the sake of format, that we what the requirements are for our standing. We need to find that the following conditions are met before issuing a special permit. The first is that the use shall be of such location, size, and character that it will be in harmony with the appropriate and orderly development of the district in which it is situated, and will not be detrimental to the orderly development of adjacent districts or reduce property values. And this is including Jim's report.
Mm-hmm.
I think this would fit in.
Oh, absolutely. There will be really no look to the outside. There's no difference to the outside other than you're going to have a little sign.
Yeah.
That's about the extent of that.
Trying to get like 3x3 up that far, I wonder if it was even worth it at that point.
Number 3 square feet, not
yeah, sorry, 3 square feet.
You won't want to put it on the mailbox. That's what I would do. I'd get a very large mailbox. And I would put,
oh, no, that's different. That's a mail.
That would be legitimate, you know, like the big mailbox I had, people used to get them in the old days. And you can put it right on there.
Okay. Is it affixed? Is it flipped so it doesn't blow away or whatever? Is that the idea? Or what's the spirit of the requirement of it not being like in the lawn?
Well, I don't know on the sign.
Well, what it's trying to avoid is just that if you have a home occupation, you know, and you have a lot of them down the street, there's not all these post signs, post with signs on them up and down the street. That's
but
why limit it to the wall.
But a mailbox is legitimate.
Yes.
And it's just not, I'm just throwing it out there.
I've seen
other people do that, mm-hmm. and it works. So
okay.
They'll notice that. Let's just...
Okay. So the other, next one is that the use will not be detrimental to the orderly development of adjacent districts or reduced property values. I don't really see that. Would be an issue. The location, size of use, and nature intensity involved its site layout relationship to the streets. Giving access to it shall be such that traffic to and from the use and assembly of persons in connection with it will not be hazardous or inconvenient to the standard or comfort of the normal traffic of the neighborhood. See, we ask all those questions about traffic and parking for a reason. It's in the book.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've discussed this, I think, at some length and talked to, you know.
I think we have a reasonable plan for how to
control that. Okay. Now, as far as home occupations, you know, I quoted the off-street parking spaces. We reviewed that. And the neighborhood character and surrounding property values are endangered, that's another one. They're kind of repetitive sometimes. Such use will not cause undue traffic congestion or create a traffic hazard. And that's, again, I mean, you probably, when school lets out.
Oh, man. That's nuts.
We live on Peter Dam behind Bytangle.
Yes. Yeah.
Insane. okay. So those are the standards for home occupations. I think. And I'm satisfied that we've met them. The applicant has met. We can, and just to review the staff notes, the standards. Recommendations discuss logical and non-adverse days of the week and time frames when the customer can come to the studio. So, you know, we talk about customer client, you know, it's, and I, you know, I don't know if you have a client waiting for next one, you know, the next appointment. I don't have a problem with one person or one small group in your house that's, they just can't be standing outside waiting in the street, you know,
I mean,
that's basically, And I think the home occupation rule, as I understand it, is you're not supposed to have a whole bunch of people. You're not supposed to have a waiting full of people.
Right. That's a home occupation shouldn't be, like a speedway.
Right. But we do have barbershops and we do have beauty parlors.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they sometimes have people waiting.
Yes, they have people waiting, but they don't have the in and out.
Right. And they don't have piles of people waiting. We discussed the possibility of availability of on-site parking and the frequency of customers' visits does not exceed the available parking. And we talked about the sound, so I think we've covered our recommendations. Time limit. I don't know, do we need a time limit on this?
Well, we said 8 to 8.
No, but I mean the time limit in terms of the permit. Does the permit expire?
From my standpoint, I didn't see the need for one.
No,
and it's such a benign type of use that I didn't see the need.
I don't see a need. I don't think it needs that time limit.
Okay. I don't either. Okay, so we've covered the standards. Since it is an unlisted action, I'm going to just review the applicant did fill out a short environmental assessment form. I think we all got it in our
part one, yeah.
I'm going to just review part two, the impact assessment. And I'm going to read these questions and we're going to go through. Will the proposed action create material conflict with adopted land use planning or zoning regulations? And I'm going to answer, anybody on the board, please speak up if you disagree. The answer to that is no. Will a proposed action result in a change in use or intensity of use of land? The answer is no. Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of the existing community? No. Will the proposed action have an impact on environmental characteristics that cause the establishment of a critical environmental area? The answer is no. Will the proposed action result in an adverse change in the existing level of traffic? Or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkway? No. Maybe we'll get CDTA buses there. And can... there you go. Now I won't.
Six.
Now the proposed action. The proposed action causes an increase in use of energy and it fails to incorporate reasonably available conservation or renewable energy opportunities. No. Will the proposed action impact existing public or private water supplies or waste treatment facilities? No. Will the proposed action require or change the character of important historical, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources? No. Will the proposed action result in an adverse change to natural resources? No. Will the proposed action result in an increase in potential for erosion, flooding, and drainage problems? No. Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health? No. So, based on that, I would suggest that we make a negative declaration. So, can we have a motion to that effect?
I'll make a motion. This is a negative declaration.
Second?
Second.
Do we need to poll the board? I don't know. Yeah, why don't we?
Okay. Kevin Ellis?
Yes.
Scott Fitzsimmons?
Yes.
Matthew Manning's not here. Justin Farrell?
Yes.
And Gerhard Endoff?
Yes. So the motion passes and declared it. We made a negative declaration. So just sign this and be done with it.
Yeah, and you check the lower of the two boxes.
Got it. I did that one right.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll put that in the file. Sure. Thank you.
Yep. Yep, that's right.
Okay. All right, so having completed all that, we've closed the public hearing. We've got covered all the places, I believe, and we have a motion on this.
I'll make a motion on appeal number 857 for a special permit that we approve it with the stipulations that the hours of operation will be between 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and that there will not be any more vehicles there that will be parked in the driveway of the home. Does that sound reasonable?
No chemicals will be used.
And no chemicals will be used.
I second.
Discussion? Would you poll the board, please?
Kevin Ellis?
Yes.
Scott Fitzsimmons?
Yes.
Absent Justin Farrell.
Yes.
And Gerhard.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Very good.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck. We hope you're busy.
Okay, yes. Thanks so much. The next thing you will see is a written notice of decision with those conditions.
Okay, so you're getting back to it.
Yeah, that's formalized.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Good luck.
Yeah, man, we are worried about traffic, but my God,
I had one quick question. This is like kind of separate from this. Is there any way for like an average whoever to get involved in the bike path project, connecting the bike path from the Vitar Byway to Nolan Road to get up to Monroe State Park? Is there any room for involvement? I love that idea.
Boy, I wish they would do that. It would be wonderful.
I think there is room for the matter.
Yeah, I think there is a volunteer committee working on that. You might want to contact the supervisor's office and see, when they meet.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Make a motion to close.
Second. All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
That was easy.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm good for, right?